Hi, everyone. This is Donna Fox, and you are listening to Akashic Wisdom, the show on about the Akashic Records, where we talk about what's happening in your life, where we talk about the Akashic Records, and we talk about how the Akashic Record energy and the Akashic Record information can help you. I want to give a great big shout out to Dawn and her wonderful little daughter, Samara, and I think that I had that name right. Anyway, but she's a sweet little girl, and she has a wonderful way of saying Akashic Records that I just heard tonight, and it's just adorable. And so we went, and Dawn lives in Minneapolis, and she has invited me to come to Minneapolis again to teach the Akashic Record workshops, hopefully in spring sometime. We're working on a date right now. And so if there's anybody out there that's listening from Minneapolis that would like to know more about the classes that are going to come up in Minneapolis, you can please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. And also, I've got some exciting news for next week. Nicole's going to be on the show, and Nicole does brings messages forth in what's best described, if you will, as light language. And everyone that hears the message, it's so multidimensional that when the message comes forward, it accesses and connects with the various frequencies within the individual who is listening to it live. And it's very important that if this is of interest to you, that you tune in and listen to it live. Because the reason for that is because it's very clear that when you listen to it live is when the frequencies and the vibrations can actually merge as best they can with you, at their best. A recording does not give the same effect, if you will. So for those of you who are interested in receiving a message of light language, mark next week, and that would be January 30th on your calendar, and we're going to have her as a guest, and we're going to be talking with her, and so I want you all to tune in, and then we're going to have a bit of a discussion afterwards. After the message, the light language message comes forward, I'm going to want you all to give a call and tell us how it affected you, and that's going to be very important. So again, mark January 30th on your calendar. We're going to have Nicole on the phone, and she's going to bring forth a message specifically for those listening, and that's going to be very important. So, okay, so we're going to get right on here. I have a couple of interesting questions. I have one question that's kind of, it's very interesting that Lucita was wonderful when it comes to questions. She really comes forward with great questions. So, I'm going to go with her questions first. Let me just go back to that. And what's interesting about this question is because I was just talking to Nicole about this, as a matter of fact. So, earlier today, and so here this comes in my email. And the question is I, and this is the way she wrote it up. And so for those of you out there that would like to either call in a comment on this question, you can certainly do that at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. And so for those of you out there, there's also a Skype number, but I don't know what that is. So what I want to do is read this question, and if you can, if anybody wants to email me a question, again, you can email it to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay, so the question is, I heard a definition of the word fear and found it interesting. The definition that she, one of the definitions she found is, fear is the expectation of pain. And then another definition she came up with, or that she found, was fear is a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc., whether the threat is real or imagined, the feeling or condition of being afraid. And she said, I would like to hear what the Akashic Record teachers, Akashic Record Masters teachers and loved ones' definition of fear, with the intention of overcoming fear and replacing it with courage. So just wanted to, so that's the question of the day here. And so we are putting this question out to the Masters, teachers, and loved ones. And what's coming forward is there's an old adage that many of you may have heard, that another definition is, fear is false events appearing real. And that's F-E-A-R, false events appearing real. Now, what's interesting about the definitions that Lucita came up with is that that it was a distressing emotion aroused by impending danger, evil, pain, etc., whether the threat is real or imagined. And so what's interesting is that fear, as what the master's teachers and loved ones are coupling fear with is also called anxiety and worry. And so there is a correlation between the essence and vibration of those three words. So the words fear, this is very interesting, because if you put them in a circle, they equal each other. So fear equals worry equals anxiety. And if someone is anxious, they're usually fearful and they're worrying. If they're worrying, they're usually anxious and they're fearful. So notice that there's a circle here of anxiety, fear, and worry. And it's very interesting because it's a moving target. It moves out. So if you were to imagine an animated version of that circle, and the circle is going around of the anxiety, the fear, and the anxiety, fear, and the worry. If you just were to see that circle, what actually breaks the circle is faith. And then we move from faith to trust. And we go from faith to trust, and then it creates another circle of belief. And so what happens is you now have another circle that goes faith, trust, and belief. Now those are very interesting components, and so when you have faith, trust, and belief, they cancel out the fear, the worry, and anxiety. Now, that's a very interesting concept. I mean, it's not so profound so much as it is something that we want to look at. So in looking at our fear, our anxiety, and our worry, we have to look at where the lack of trust, the lack of faith, and the lack of belief lie. Lack of trust, lack of faith, lack of belief. Where are they in relationship to our worry, fear, and anxiety? And so the exercise to bring us to courage, all right, is an interesting choice of words, because courage what I'm hearing is courage has the essence of overcoming fear. However, when a person has courage, it's very interesting because it's going back and forth here between the it's almost like it's a seesaw, because part of the aspect here is if a person has courage, they're still holding that they have to be courageous and fight fear, worry, and anxiety. So they have to be courageous in order to hold that back. Yet, courage is also the bridge that takes us to the faith, trust, and belief. So the idea here is that when you have faith, trust, and belief, what they're saying is it's synonymous with courage. We're not necessarily. Well, yeah, I guess we are talking about definitions here. What's really important here is the essence and vibration of the words, because when we utter various words, the essence of the vibration and frequency of those words become a part of our field. And so it's very important that we be careful and become very aware and vigilant with the choice of our words. Because as we clean our fields of negativity, in order to maintain they're saying higher level of vibration and frequency, but it's really more about maintaining the clarity of the field. The clarity of your field creates an openness so that information can come forward and be disseminated and understood and received in a very pure way. When our field, our energy field, is clouded with the fear, the worry, and the anxiety, for example, or also anger, frustration, guilt, when those emotions or states of mind or states of thought are present, our field is, our energy field is convoluted, it's clouded. And so it's hard for us to move into the purity of the truth of information that comes to us from the space and vibration of love. So I hope you're getting this. And if you're not, please remember to go to the archives. However, the exercise would be, if you will, is that when we move, when we choose to move out of fear and into faith, or out of fear into trust or belief, it's really more about what our personal definitions are, so that we're able to clear our own fields. And so the other piece of what's being said is there's different levels of each of those emotions or situations. And since we're talking about fear, we're going to take that first. So, for example, if a person is afraid of spiders, let's say there's a fear of spiders, the reality is that, you know, I don't care what size human you are, you're bigger than the spider. So not that I'm condoning killing a spider, but the reality is that the fear of that spider has been imprinted by someone else's belief. Notice that. Notice that your fear of spiders was imprinted by someone else's belief, and you actually acquired that fear of spiders when you became conscious enough of somebody else's reaction to that bug. So the key is to really look at where the belief began that's creating the fear. Now, what their masters, teachers, and loved ones are also telling me, we're going to jump right into the fear of poverty, the fear of having no money. It's a huge fear that's out there now. It's a huge fear. And so what's being said here is it's not that poverty does not exist. And it's not that poverty and homelessness is not a real situation. What is being said, though, is that they're not saying that situations don't happen that catapult us into having no money and having being homeless. But what is being said is what maintains that is the fear that is the lot in life. So, as I mentioned last week, there are many ways to get out of homelessness. I mean, and into ambition. Let's put it that way. So, the fear of the lack of money overcomes people in a way that puts a damper on who they are. It squashes them. And so what needs to happen is that for those people who are looking at a situation where there is no dollars coming in, you need to, first of all, begin to create a list of ways that you believe, notice the word, that you believe you could be prosperous with. You need to make a list of the actions that you believe could bring you in dollars that would create prosperity for you. And once you have your list, you have to go over your list of the actions that will actually move into a reality that feel that you are most in aligned with, that you are the happiest about, that you feel the most confident with, including taking a part-time job that just gets you over the lumps. Sometimes, taking a part-time job is only for a part-time. It's only for a small time. It's just a matter of moving you into a space of receiving. It's not a lifetime career. It doesn't have to be. Sometimes just the act of bringing in dollars is all that's needed to help you sleep better, to help you feel more confident. Now, if you're in a situation where there's ways that you can make dollars without specifically working for somebody, then you need to look at that. I mean, so the level of fear that we're going to go back to that word fear, the level of fear that you're having about specific situations or specific events needs to be literally looked at and confronted in a way that gives you an opportunity to literally dissect it and look for either the underlying beliefs or the pieces of untruth that are embedded in that fear. Because fear is full of untruths, things that are not true, assumptions. Fear is full of assumptions. And so it's absolutely key that you dissect it to see where or what the stumbling blocks are. And once you get those stumbling blocks, it's about really taking it apart. Really, you could approach it a couple of different ways. The reason I'm saying that is because I'm being shown pictures where fear is, or those the different the non-truths are being cut up and dissected and examined. Or you could pretend it's a feather pillow and just rip it apart and blow all the feathers away. It's up to you. Or you can create your own picture. Could be a pinball machine, too. Could be anything you want it to be. Could be a Pac-Man eating everything up. You could actually visualize a Pac-Man within your emotional body. And once you set that Pac-Man loose, it goes out and gobbles up all the aspects of fear that clears up your field. So there's many visualizations you can do. So right now, after hearing what I've said, I'm welcoming callers to call in and comment or ask questions about what was said of the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Record. And you can call in at 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. And I welcome your responses, and I welcome your comments. Or you can email them to me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's info@akashicwisdom.com. Okay? So I'm waiting for your call. There's got to be somebody out there that's got something to say. I hope I'm not talking to myself here. Okay, I just went to... All right, I'm looking at a question that came forward here, that came forward last week. So I was talking to Bruce last week, and so he asked some questions about clarity of his situation, his situation actually is very in alignment with, we're talking about fear here, because there's a great amount of fear that he is carrying in his body. Now, that's something that we really want to look at. Where are you carrying the fear in your body? And what do you do to bury the fear in your body? In other words, like when we're talking about an emotion that is that strong, and it's in your field, it's like an elephant in the room. It's there. And the only way that you can actually see to it or work with it or eliminate it, if you will, is to really notice where it hangs out the most. So where in your body are you feeling your fear? Is it in your throat? Is it in your heart? Is it in your solar plexus? Is it in your back? Is it between your shoulder blades? Is it in your head and you have headaches because of it? Where are you carrying your fear? And where you carry your fear is going to go a long way to helping you understand where that fear is. For example, I carry my fear in my knees. Whenever I get really fearful about something or something's happening that's emotionally upsetting to me, my knees stiffen up. And they hurt when I walk. And so, what does that say? That says that I need to understand that something, quote-unquote, is bringing me to my knees. And I need to really pay attention, because many times my knees will hurt before I realize it's fear. The same way many times the parts of your body, let's say your stomach, starts aching before you realize that you're dealing with an aspect of fear. So where are you carrying your fear in your body? Because that's the area that you need to talk to also. That's where the beliefs are stored based on what you're afraid of. So there, in other words, like, I would love to have somebody call in so that we could really discuss this in a more live way, so we could actually give some real-world examples of what's going on with you, so the master teachers and the loved ones could help, and I could be a part of that, and then you all could be a part of that. You see, that would be great. So I'm going to give you the numbers again. Don't be shy, folks. Somebody's got to have some comments on this. 530-413-4511 or 530-413-4515 or 415-287-0074. So it's going to be very important for you to take a look at where in your body you're feeling your fear or where in your body you're holding your fear. The other piece here that's coming forward is, in your life, what is fear causing you to do? Or what is fear preventing you from doing? Or what is fear allowing you to do? Because many times we use fear as an excuse not to move forward. We use fear as a way to stop ourselves. And so in what way are you allowing fear to control you? I think I have a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, Donna.
Hello. Is this Miss Dawn? How are you?
I promised I would call in case no one else did.
Okay, you did. So, good.
Yes. So what I was noticing and feeling when you were talking about the fear is, for me, an aspect of that, it shows up. Like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong all the time, and I don't know what it is. And I stop, and I look around, and I'm not doing anything wrong, but it's kind of a really deep-seated nugget of something, and it's really been showing up a lot lately. So I would like to know what the records have to say about that and how that ties into this bigger topic of just fear in general.
So when you're saying that you feel like you're doing something wrong,
right.
Whose voice do you hear?
It's not a particular voice. It's kind of like an uneasiness.
No, it's like you're walking on ice and you're afraid you're going to fall in.
Yeah, kind of. Or I'll just catch myself in this surreal moment in my home, for example, and and I will feel like I should be doing something else. I'm not. And maybe I was just making dinner, or maybe I was about to sit down and watch a movie or something like that. But it's a feeling of kind of unease and maybe it could dovetail into many different aspects that are turning into that, but that are part of that. But that's what showed up for me when you were talking about it.
So, well, see, one of the things that I'm hearing is, in this particular case, it has to do with being right, and it has to do with a self-worth type deal. What's that about?
Okay. Well, that definitely resonates, yes. Definitely.
Okay.
You know, clearing a lot of that old programming that's coming up to be cleared out, and
in relationship to that, where's your mom?
Well, it definitely resonates from the point of not only was it a pattern for my mother personally living up, but it was also part of a bigger you know, Jehovah's Witness kind of pattern.
Mm-hmm.
That you always had to be right, and but you were always wrong. It was impossible to always be perfect. So that was the fear mechanism that was in place, and my mom embodied that, and we grew up in that sort of atmosphere too. So.
So the idea here is that when you're afraid of, you're supposed to be doing something else other than you're doing, it also has to do what I'm also hearing is it has to do with you fulfilling yourself. Like, if you're doing something just for you, is that when it shows up?
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, that definitely is a situation where it does show up.
Give me a concrete example so we can talk about it.
Okay, so, well, I keep seeing myself, at the end of the day, when I've got my daughter in bed, or maybe she's with her dad or something, and I'm going to, hang out and read, or maybe I have rented a movie or something like that, and I feel like, and it's not even when I'm started to do that, like it's kind of a projection into the evening, like that's what I'm going to do, and I'll have these almost like waves of like, it's like I'm doing something wrong, you know? Or it's almost kind of like that feeling that you get when you know that you've forgotten something, but you can't remember what it is. It's like that, but it's like I've done something wrong, but I can't seem to place my finger on it, sort of thing. It's very odd.
Yeah, see, what's coming up is what you need to do, especially since you understand how to access your own records. It'd also be helpful to use your grace points with this. But the other piece is that what I'm hearing is this happens. It has to do with a productivity expectation that's tied into not only your feeling of worthiness, but the worthiness of the action. What I'm also hearing, it's a cellular memory. It's a cellular memory that has played itself through generations. You're carrying that belief system through generations of having always to be quote-unquote productive or busy. What's that about? Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah. So it's really about going past this lifetime and clearing past the ancestors. And it's about clearing the ancestral judgment. It's ancestral judgment of self-pleasuring. It's the ancestral judgment of relaxation. It's the ancestral judgment of receiving. It's also the ancestral judgment of the belief of that you have to work hard for your money.
Mm.
Now, notice that even though that doesn't play out and that's not true, there's a part of you that's still holding that. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, yeah.
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 So it's a core issue that needs to be cleared so that you can be free to not only receive, But you're already a great manifester. And you're already in alignment with spirit. You know, you work the stuff all the time. But the reality is that there are times where things come so easily for you, it scares you. It's like, whoa, that,
yeah,
wow. That,
I'm getting
that
a big reaction on that.
That was just way too easy. Uh-oh, something must be wrong. That's too easy. What's going to happen now to take it away?
Uh-huh.
And so, that needs to shift to, thank you. I'm so glad that was so easy. I'm not saying you don't say that, but the reality is that there's this ancestral feeling of hardship that creates the situation of the hills and valleys for you. Do you understand what I'm talking about, hills and valleys?
Yeah.
It's the hills and valleys of not only dollars, but it has to do with the hills and valleys of emotional feeling of security.
Yeah.
A feeling, see, the other thing is there's something coming forward here, and I, you know me, I don't necessarily go to the past lives, but this is not about me, this is about you here. So, what's showing up is an actual past life where you were a master alchemist. You could really turn something into gold. I don't know, water into gold or whatever they're talking about here. It's like it would appear. And somehow there was something that happened that put you in jeopardy for doing that. And it created such fear in you to do it that when you got captured, you were afraid to escape with your powers. Now, how about that one? That's very interesting. Where does that feel? How does that feel in your body right now?
I feel like waves of energy running down the sides of my body, and they're very prickly in it. But I feel like kind of heavy in my core, like in my root chakra, kind of.
Okay, So if you could just use your grace point for a moment, and I'm sorry, folks, if I'm using terminology you don't know, but a grace point is something you learn in level 1, level 2, and level 3. But just your basic grace point, your spiritual grace point, ask where that's from. Or you could even ask the physical grace point, what's that from? Or you could ask the ancestral grace point, where is that from? You get anything?
It kind of feels scary to even ask that. I hear I willingly gave away my power, and then I'm carrying a load of guilt beyond that for doing it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God, that's why I'm so afraid to step into it right now.
Yeah. It's huge. And so here's what you need to know, Dawn. You only gave away your power in that lifetime for the experience of it. You no longer have to relive that. Grace that. You no longer have to relive it. There's nothing that you have ever done wrong, no matter what lifetime it is, that you could not possibly have ever done anything wrong. It was all for experience. So the old beliefs of sin need to go. The other piece that I'm hearing is that there's a belief system about the only celebration we should be doing is that of the Lord. What is that?
It's a bunch of crap. But, I mean, I grew up with that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, that's where it's coming from. Of course, it's not true, because when you celebrate yourself, you are celebrating God, whatever God is for
right.
anybody. Okay?
Right. Right.
So the idea here is that that needs to literally shift. It's almost like taking... It's like they're taking a ball, if you will, and then shifting the outside of the ball to the inside. But you can even take the whole thing out and just replace it with just nothing but pleasure and the permission to have pleasure.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, 2-point that. That's a matrix term, ladies and gentlemen. See, Dawn is rather advanced with this stuff, so I can talk to her like this. I'm sorry to leave anybody behind, but if you're at all curious, you can email me or call me. So, how you doing? Come back to me now. How are you?
Better. Yeah, I was ready to sync up. Good. So
I know.
I'm starting to move, and I have a lot to play with.
Yeah. Come back to me. Talk to me here. So there's a lot of things here that, you know, that statement that you made was a very, what you consider to be a surface statement, didn't you? I mean, I'm not saying it wasn't important. I'm just saying is I don't necessarily think that you thought it was quite as deep as this. Did you? That could be wrong. Maybe you knew it and you wanted to get through it. That's another problem. That was a Donna comment, not a Records comment.
It felt like it was tied to deep fear, but I didn't see all the pieces that led into the deep fear.
Yeah. Okay.
I knew it was somehow connected, but I didn't have like the path there, I guess.
Yeah. So part of this is moving forward into really kind of. Really, and again, you could use matrix, you could use grace points, however you want to release that which are the beliefs that are creating the fear. Now, remember we talked about with the fear. The fear is the fear, the worry, the anxiety can be neutralized with faith, trust, and belief. And so when you're feeling fear, it's really about, and they're repeating it, where is the lack of faith, trust, and belief? You don't have to answer it, just notice it. And that might take a bit of a process. Might take some, in other words, like it's really more about awareness.
Right.
Because it's in the moment awareness.
Right.
What's making you so sad right now? Do you know?
No.
Is that right? Are you feeling sad right now? You can disagree
maybe
with
a little.
Me, it's okay.
Yeah, no.
You don't have to agree with
maybe
me.
No, maybe a little. I'm feeling a lot of relief actually right now, because I realize that I do have all the tools that I need, and it's about catching your thoughts and your feelings with a butterfly net, and then just having that ability to take a step back and look at them and then start to ask questions and you know, instead of just kind of getting sucked into everything and going on automatic pilot.
So what's the first thing you can think of that would shift that?
The belief or all the things that we kind of put up here?
So based on what we've talked about, at this up to this point. What's your plan?
Well, when I get off the phone with you, I'm gonna go away into the matrix place and start seeing what happens and moving that stuff around.
Okay. All right.
Declaring my intent to be free of those things. And
okay.
Asking for help. Yeah.
And so this is something that you can, explain a little bit for everyone that's listening what that process is like. Can you? Do you have a sense of what you're going to do? I mean, if you don't understand the words, vibrational, they'll get it.
Right. Well, what I'm going to do is just close my eyes and sink down into my heart and then start noticing what I'm remembering from our conversation and
that's
the different
right.
aspects of all these different pieces of my puzzle that I have here, and to start asking questions like, well, what do I need to change in myself, or if I could notice where that thought or that feeling is hanging out in my body or around me, where is it? And then allow it to change. And also ask for help too with from my angels, from my guides, from Jesus, whoever happens to make themselves known in my mind when I'm doing that for assistance and shifting that too.
What if one of those parts doesn't want to change?
Then I would ask it why. I would ask what the utility of that might be and see if I can maybe get a window into it in a different way then.
Right. Like what it needs from you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what does it need from you to change? Why are you here? So, if there's an aspect that doesn't want to change and digs its heels in, says, "I'm not changing," then it's really about, well, why are you here? What are you providing for me that for whatever reason seems important?
Right.
And is it true? Because you may want to release it and say, I no longer need that. Thank you for your information, but I no longer need that.
Yeah, exactly. Things melt a lot better when you love them first and then bless them way.
What did you say? What did you say?
That things release and melt a lot better when you bless them and love them away and then, you know, then going up against it and...
Right, and appreciating it and say thank you for being here and I really appreciate, but I'm okay now. You know, because the reality is no matter how you look at it, we set it all up. And so when we say thank you and release what we deem as negative energy or a lower energy or a block, all we're doing is saying to ourselves that we've cleared that piece. And it's okay for us to no longer need it and let it go. It's like crossing an item off the list.
Right.
And so that even may help people out there, is that as you move through your body, is if you can just move into gratefulness for that block and say, I thank you, but I no longer need it, and cross it off your list and allow it to fly and be free, it also will allow you to fly and be free. Whatever visuals work, that's just what was coming to me. It doesn't have to be that way. It can be whatever it is for you, you know.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm so glad you called in.
Yeah, I am too. Thank you, darling.
And any kind of residual questions there?
I don't think so.
Okay. You kind of understand your process, right?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Okay.
All right. Well, you know, you give consultations, too, in the Minneapolis area. You want to give your phone number out so people can call you?
Absolutely. My name is Dawn Marion, and my phone number is 651-717-8409.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to seeing you in spring.
Wonderful. Thanks, sweetie.
Thank you. Be well. And give that baby a kiss.
Okay. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, I'm lucky that to have Dawn call in. She's a wonderful, she's a student of the Akasha. She's of the Akashic Record Energy. She's a student of the Matrix Energetics Energy, and she's also a Reiki Master, and so she does individual consultations in the Minneapolis area. She's taken my classes and classes of Richard Bartlett as well, and also Dr. Dunn. So the idea here is that what we have to do is we have to move into the depths of our hearts to find out what is causing us the pain that we're experiencing. And we have to be able to take time for that. And believe me when I tell you, I'm talking to myself as much as I am talking to you. Because there are things that create fear in our lives at all times. Sure, the goal is to walk forward fear-free. But we're human. We came here for the human experience. And that's part of it. Let's embrace it. Let's embrace it and define it, love it, and release it. Because that's what life is all about. That's what the joy of being on planet Earth is all about. All these juicy emotions. You know, we really, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I love this Earth. I love being here. I love the sun and the moon and the stars and the sky and the trees and the cold and the warm. And I love waking up every morning, and I love feeling my fear, and I love feeling my worry and my anxiety, and then after tonight, I'll go in there and move around and see where my faith and my trust and my beliefs are. Because every time one of you ask a question, it's as much of a learning for me as it is for you. So I want to deeply thank you for listening tonight. And again, what I recommend is that one way to thank me and the masters, teachers, and loved ones for, if this was all at all inspiring, is please, you can donate to the show. And notice there's not a lot of commercials here. And you can donate by using PayPal. And the way you use PayPal is at akashicwisdom@gmail.com. That's how you pay PayPal with me. akashicwisdom@gmail.com. But I really want to thank you for listening. I want to thank you for your questions. Lisita, again, thank you for your question that started us off. Bruce, thank you for your question. Dawn, thank you for calling in. And I want to remind you all that Nicole's going to be here next week with a message from the light language, and we're going to want you to call in and talk about what you felt after you hear it. So If you'd like to call me privately, you can use my private line at 216-691-1233. You can call me for, and I'll tell you when the classes are. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Again, info@akashicwisdom.com. All right, my friends. Well, it's time for us to say goodnight. So I'm going to close the records of the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those listening, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you all truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records, the Akashic records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Radio Show on BBS Radio on Sunday. And today is January 23rd. There, I couldn't read it. Okay. January 23rd, 2011. Have a wonderful, miracle-filled week. And we'll be here next week, okay, with Nicole and the information from the light language. Okay, looking forward to it. Have a great night. Bye-bye.